Thank you for joining us to learn more about lasers and light sources for rosacea treatment. With us today is Dr. Gary Goldenberg, assistant professor at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York, New York. Dr. Goldenberg, which lasers and light sources are ideal for rosacea patients? And what advantages and disadvantages should dermatologists know before treating patients?
I think lasers and light sources are very important in the treatment of rosacea patients. Now, some may think that they're only important for those patients that have erythrotelangiectatic rosacea, which is a type of rosacea where patients simply suffer from redness, flushing, and dilated blood vessels. In my practice, I tend to use these devices for all patients with rosacea, or at least I discuss the option of using these devices for all patients with rosacea. And the reason for it is even those patients that just simply have papular pustular type, they still usually suffer from some degree of erythema, dilated blood vessels, and flushing. So I think it's an important overall use in patients with rosacea. There are several devices that I use on a regular basis, and then there are several other ones that I simply choose not to use in my practice, but I know that some of our colleagues use those devices. The two main devices that I use in my practice are pulse dye laser and photodynamic therapy. So the pulse dye laser is probably the mainstay of rosacea treatment for those patients that have erythema, flushing, and telangiectatic vessels. Now, the pulse dye laser has been used for a long time and has a long safety record. It also provides greater depth of penetration and is specific for targeting hemoglobin, which is exactly what we're trying to do. Now, one of the things that can happen with the use of this laser is what we call post-treatment purpura, or simply bruising. And I explain this to patients very simply, that sometimes if there's enough blood in the area that we're treating, and if the laser gets all of the hemoglobin that's in the vessel, it is possible to get a bruise. And sometimes I think it's actually desirable. Sometimes it's desirable to have some post-treatment purpura because, in a way, you know that the area you've treated is going to go away. And some of the newer devices have a cooling spray, sort of speak, to keep the area cool, and they minimize bruising, but you still have some post-treatment purpura. The way I try to avoid that is I ask patients to take Arnica before they come in for treatment, and I use some topical therapies that are available over the counter to minimize the bruising after the treatment. The next device that I use regularly in my practice for the patients with rosacea is photodynamic therapy. And by that, I mean either using the blue light itself or by using the blue light along with aminolevulonic acid. If I'm just using the blue light itself, I usually will have the patients come in once weekly for about 8 to 10 weeks. They're in the blue light for about 1,000 seconds, and then they just simply put on some sunscreen and leave the office. If we do choose to use aminolevulonic acid, I usually incubate in between 1 to 3 hours, and that really depends on the amount of skin oiliness that they have, because the more oily their skin is, the longer I tend to incubate them. And then we expose them to the blue light for 1,000 seconds again. And usually we do this every 2 to 4 weeks for about 4 treatments. And I really believe that both of these are good options for patients. The difference is really the recovery time, because patients that simply get the blue light can do this at lunchtime and go back to their office, whereas if we do use aminolevulonic acid, they do get some erythema and some scaling and crusting, just like they would with treatment of actinic keratosis. I really think this helps not only the papules and the pustules of rosacea, but also their overall cosmetic appearance, including decreased pore size and improvement of some of their background redness. And those are the two main devices that I use in my practice. Other lasers that dermatologists may choose to use would be the KTP laser, which has been around for a long time. It does have a shorter wavelength, so it's better suited for superficial telangiectasis, and it does not cause a lot of post-treatment purpura, but it does have higher melanin absorption, so they may be limited to patients with lighter skin types, since patients with darker skin color may develop post-inflammatory pigmentation. Another laser that may be an option, if you have it available in your practice, is the ND-YAG laser, and that laser targets a lower absorption peak of oxyhemoglobin with improvement of erythema. It's also a little bit less painful than some of the other lasers that we may choose to use. The last laser that laser device or light device that some people use would be the intense pulse light, the IPL. And the pros of the IPL are really several. The cutoff filters allow for selective tissue damage depending on the absorption spectrum of the tissue. And the longer wavelength versus shorter wavelength really allows you some flexibility depending on the patient type. Now, the cons of the IPL laser is that the shorter wavelength can interact with melanin. And again, it should be avoided in patients with darker skin types because it is possible to cause some post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. So this is the landscape of what we have available currently, and there are devices that are in studies currently in order to treat patients with rosacea. I also think it's important to note that there's currently a single agent available for erythema in patients with rosacea that's a topical agent, and there's another one in development which should be available to us within a year or so. So there are some topical options. However, in my practice, I feel that the control that I have with use of light sources and devices that I do is a bit better than what I can give a patient a prescription for. And because sort of really certainly the compliance factor is important. I hope this review was helpful to you in use of laser and light sources in patients with rosacea. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Goldenberg, for your discussion of the devices that can be used for rosacea. For more information, access Dr. Goldenberg's article in the July 2014 issue of Cutis here on Cutis.com.